Tonight's topic is a very practical, fascinating topic from a halachic, historical, contextual perspective. And that is when you have two issues that potentially clash, and you have to choose one versus the other. One is called Tefillah B'Tzibur, Tav the Minyan. However, let's say there's only, and this is the way the bayit was until the year 1992, there's only one minyan at the bayit. They're done. They're 6:45 in the morning. That was the only minyan that existed.
6:45?
Yeah, that was the original minyan here for 20 years. Oh, whatever, 10 years. And whatever, I'll give this. I won't do the history behind the bayit, how that second minyan happened and why it was controversial. It's a fascinating historical story. Not for now. Or b'yichidus. Or is it better to daven by yourself afterwards? So let's pretend you're at the bayit, and the truth is we're just spoiled because we live in Toronto, we have like 9 minyanim, but you go to many cities in North America, you have one minyan, right?
What if it's before? Like it's me.
What happens if there's only a 6:45 minyan? So if there's only a 6:45 minyan, half the year you're davening before Nades, right? Half the year you're davening before Nades, with the exception of like April, May, June, July, August, September, you're davening, maybe even not so much in September, you're davening before Nades. You're davening those times you make it from September, October, November, December until, you know, February, March time, you're not doing it. So what's better to do? Is it better to daven at 7:30? Like this time of year, Nates is, let's say, 7:30, right? 6:45 minyan, they're at Shemoneh Esrei by 7:05, way before Nates. What's better, to daven b'yichidus at 7:30 at home? Or in shul, they're on kodesh, which is always better. Or b'yichidus tzibur. Two clashing things. That's davening with a minyan before Nates or b'yichidus after Nates. So here we go. Number one, what is the obligation of davening in tzibur? Is that doraisa? Is that rabbanan? Is that a nice segula? Is that meritorious? We're on page 131. And is davening before Nates, is that just like not so good? Mamish b'dieved? In which case, why would you do anything b'dieved? Do the chatchila with a minyan, especially if that's, if it's only, you know, meritorious to daven the minyan. Daven b'yichidus at the proper time. We don't want to lead a b'dieved life. We don't need, God forbid, we should live a b'dieved life. Or, you know, davening before Nates is not, it's like, not suggested, it's not preferred, but it's not b'dieved, right? Those are really the issue. And it's just shashat tchak doing like daven before. How are we supposed to understand it? Okay, we're going to see two different opinions. One is of Moshe Feinstein. Of Moshe Feinstein, now remember, this is in America. You'll see why I believe, and this author here doesn't discuss it, I believe this is true. Could be I'm reading too much into it, which you could definitely argue that. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Tefillah B'Tzibur is a chova. Davening before Nates, it's not the best. But it's more important to daven B'Tzibur before Nates than B'Yechidut after Nates, because Tefillah B'Tzibur is a chova gamor. And before Nates isn't great, but it's okay. And you're Yotze, and it's fine. And that's his language. Take a look at number 9. That's exactly what he says. Oh, and he also says the odds of that minion. Davening at Nate, at that second, at that few seconds, he says, almost impossible. So he says, if you're going to tell me this minion is going to mamash daven at Nates, but they're not. They're going to daven at 7:30. Well, 7:30 minion is after Nates, but it was 5 minutes after Nates, or 10 minutes after Nates, or half hour after Nates, or, right? So it's after Nates, but it's not at Nates. He goes, the only mile of Nates is Nates for that moment. And the odds of a minion, because minion, unless you go to like a Nates minion, you go to a Nates minion, right? Unless you mamash daven and the minion rotates and revolves, which is unheard of, unless it's like a Mamash and Nate's minion, right? Right, which is very rare in your typical shul. You have a 7:30 minion. Okay, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. So, right? So he says, he says better to daven with a minion. And that's what he says. And he argues, and this is a very interesting psak. Tefillah b'tzibur hi chova gemura. Comes on to Minchas Yitzchak, who is Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, and he says, not so fast. Tefillah b'tzibur is important. And then he argues the pasuk that says Yerucha Ima Shemesh is not just the moment that's a maila to daven at Nates, but he says that any time after Nates is chadchila, and any time before that is mamash living in a b'di eved zone.
Oh, my mistake.
Sorry, I jumped the gun. I That was the next opinion. Rav Menachem Yitzchak, I don't want to quote the wrong name. He says that he agrees with Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's often before Nate. You're not going to find another minion. Ach, yachad im zot, hu posek b'ofen chad mashma'i, sh'adiva tfila l'achar Nate mitfila l'faneha, and the pasuk, yiruchi mashemesh, enom mitichas zman ha'Nate z'achamah davka, el kozman ha'shachraha. He says, no. He says that the time of davening yiruchi mashemesh, I was right, is considered afterwards. But he says one shot daven sometimes is better to daven b'netz chama b'yechidus. If you're going to daven mamash at netz b'yechidus, that's preferred. Comes on the Yalkut Yosef and says, no, I disagree. Davening before netz is mamash b'di'evet. Mamash b'di'evet. And that's what the Yalkut Yosef and 11 Misha Efsharlo Yitpalim in netz Ola Charmiken Eino Rashai Lakim Yitpalel Iminyan Shapolim Acharim Rashamish. He says, who davens at the Shachar? Those are workers. In Yiddish, arbitubers, guys who are going to the factories, guys who are going out to the kibbutz, guys waking up at 4 or 5 a.m. Right? He says they have no choice. They have no choice. They can't daven after Nates. Elai b'nei shehu shat adchak. It's mamash shat adchak. To daven before Nates. Avam mishav shal yipalav adchak. Better do it afterwards. Better to do it. If you have no choice, you have no choice. You daven earlier. But otherwise, really, it's mamish b'di evan. If you have no choice, you got to answer, amen. If you're the 10th guy and the imamers need you for this minyan, okay, you can go to it. But the other.
Making up wireless to a sin, you shouldn't be.
Okay, so he says, Are you ready what he says here, what you should do?
Better to daven alone.
Very good. Join the 10th man and then daven afterwards by yourself.
Oh,
that's 12th man?
What?
Yeah, he says, be the 10th guy? Don't daven with him. Can you believe it? Don't daven with the minyan at 6:30 in the morning. Daven with yichidus afterwards. That's how stark he is about how b'di'evet it is. Now, here's something interesting. Where does Moshe Feinstein live?
New York. Minyans all day, all night.
No, and what in Israel they don't have. The answer is very simple. What time? Should take a look right now. What time is Nate's in Israel?
4:30.
Nah.
No.
What time is Nate's right now in Israel? Nah.
It gets like
6:30. 6:15, 6:30. In America, in New York? 7:30. Right now? So it's about 50 minutes before Toronto. So 7:10. There's a big difference.
It gets to like 5 o'clock.
Eventually. Oh, it can. Yeah. Toronto, the earliest Nate's can ever be is 5:32.
You're saying it's a scam because he doesn't have to get up.
So maybe one could argue that since for so much of the year, it's much more viable in Israel. It's just because of the... Even though the sun sets around the same, but their days are much longer. They're closer to the equator. Their potential, and if you tell somebody, oh yeah, you cannot die before an age, you're not going to die, and you're a working person, you're not dying with a minion for more than half the year. So, again, that being said, Moshe Feinstein says, Zechova Gum, we're done with the minion, it's so important. But it's interesting. I'm not saying, and no one argued, I've never seen this said anywhere, so it could be I'm saying nonsense, which is very possible. But it's interesting how contextually about those two things. So it's a very interesting decision. Piskei Tshuva, and we'll end with this. Mishin Nimtzav Malkam She'in Sham Ela Minyan Mitpalim Shwan Esrei Adif Nenetz Yeshlo Ladiv Li Pala B'tzibur Mehem Mashay Pala Charnetz. And the Piskei Tshuva agrees with Moshe Feinstein. Omnam. However, Zot B'tanai Shem Yom Pitalim Shwan Esrei Lachar She'ir Mizrach V'giyazman Mishayakar Chavirah. But at least it should be after Mishayakir, which we saw is either 50 minutes or 60 minutes before sunrise, which is basically what everybody really does.
No, it's the other way around.
What?
It's better to daven Nates by yourself or daven with the minion after Nates.
But daven better to what?
Daven Nates by yourself, like the Nates minion by yourself. Sorry, daven Nates by yourself or daven with the minion after.
Right, that's a flip scenario. Right, okay, so that... So he says like this. He says like this: Tov Yasa im yesh lakpil pilah shmon esrei im anetz shebazem achmat chashivut vatigin kuli alma moda shadif tefila im anetz biyichidut mitfila betzibur lifnei anetz. No, so betzibur lifnei anetz. Betzibur lifnei anetz.
Betzibur after anetz.
Ah, betzibur after anetz. He says it will be better. So if your option is before anetz, betzibur at anetz biyichidus, and there's no later minyan, that's one thing. Interesting. Anyways, that's the part of Mizke Tshuva. But I think, generally speaking, we hold in America, as Moshe Feinstein, that is, that we should really try to daven with the minyan. That is definitely ideal.